Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it through another brutal week of news. We haven't mentioned, but it deserves mention, of course, Israel launching quite a sustained attack, effective attack, targeted attack against Iran. Having two of the world's major superpowers teeing off against one another is something to watch, and we will be watching that as the days unfold here. I basically wanted to make note of that simply because it is the news of the world, as well as, of course, the tragic plane crash in India killing over 240 people. So I would
one
have been
survivor,
remiss. Yes,
right? one survivor, right?
Talk about the therapy you'd need if you're the sole survivor or something like that. My goodness.
Yes.
But we do like to give ourselves a little relief. We talk about all sorts of things. It may be politics. It may be, have I ever had a wacky-do hairstyle? And the answer to that is, of course,
cooking,
yes.
Right?
Of
Let's
course.
Do some cooking questions, right?
Yes, of
and I'm
going to
fail
goes.
On all those, Maggie. I'm going to fail miserably. I can do cereal and toast on a good day.
You can just point at me, Jim, and it'll be like phone a friend. Like, go, Maggie. And we are joined by my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, who curates all of the Ask Maggie. And now today, Ask Maggie and Jim questions. Welcome back, Jamie. Nice to have you.
Well, thank you. Happy Friday, by the way.
Thank you.
Gorgeous weather. It's Friday. I mean, Father's Day weekend. What more could we ask for? Well, people to stop, in all the shenanigans.
Yeah, no kings.
We are.
No kings would be good. Yeah, that would be good.
Can I tell you the most random thing? This might make everybody's day
like
a little
random.
Bit better.
We like
okay,
random.
Okay, this is totally random, totally not within any realm of any subject we have talked about. I'm kind of like a postal worker walking the dog every day, right? Like rain, shine, hail, snow, whatever.
Yes.
So I'm out today and she decides she's going to chase after everybody and every squirrel. But here's where it gets interesting. For the first time ever, I saw a partial albino squirrel. Now, when I say partial, because his body was completely white, he had the really red eyes, but his tail was like that reddish orange color. Mm. It was really crazy. I'd never seen anything like that. Now, I have to tell you, I don't love squirrels. I think they're nature's menace, and they go running, and they terrify me.
All right, this Jamie, we're gonna flip the tables here. Which do you dislike more? And then I want to hear from Jim, too. A squirrel or a seagull? Because I call seagulls sky rats, because when I parked at Milwaukee County's courthouse, my car would just get absolutely... Mm-hmm.
Drenched.
Yes.
So to
speak. We'll leave it at
right?
that. All right. Squirrels or seagulls, which one's worse?
I'm terrified of birds. Any bird, any whatsoever.
Okay.
Don't like them. I don't come near me. There's a lot of tales of woe that my husband can share about how my family has like tricked me with the birds, throwing crumbs in the air, letting them fly at me. I scream like I'm a 4-year-old child. Why? Scared birds. So the squirrel, I can handle. Birds,
you can handle
not
the squirrel.
Much.
Okay. What about you, Jim? Which one
it's,
do you?
It's almost an Alfred Hitchcock thing, Jamie,
yes!
then, right? It just is all those birds sitting on the park benches.
That's
and,
what I envisioned.
Yeah,
two robins,
okay.
I envision that.
Yes. Did not mean to conjure up that ugly image.
Okay.
I have a question for you, actually, and I'll get back to Maggie's good question. Your dog, your wonderful dog, how does your dog respond to squirrels?
To squirrels.
Was the dog also scared by the albino
no,
squirrel
no.
today, or was this...
She loves anything that moves.
Okay.
In fact, Maggie once in a while gets texts from me while I'm trying to text her and walk.
Okay.
They don't make any sense because she's a leash puller too. So she loves anything that moves really quickly. Gophers, bunnies, squirrels. She's on it. She's got it. She's right there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, now you've opened up the answer that I'm going to give to this series of questions.
Okay.
Because mine is about gophers. And right now I am at war with a small W and been for years. I have a brick patio behind my home. And consistently, I love small animals, but they burrow into the flower beds just adjacent to my patio, and the bricks collapse by virtue of the tunnels that they burrow every single year. I have to get out there and redo my bricks, and I go to the hardware store and ask, How can I get this family or families, these generations of gophers out from under my patio? And I've tried various things. The answer is they're going to survive me. They're going to long survive me in the house and my bricks collapse.
You both have invoked two classic films, of course, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. And now, Jim, I will have an image seared in my face of your face superimposed in the Bill Murray character in Caddyshack. Gophers.
Absolutely.
The gophers.
Yep. Yeah. And I see them. I see them scramble around, and I actually, a human being, one sentient being to another, I yell at them. I'm sure that they're taken aback by that when that happens. But stop doing this to my patio. Move over there. That's all you need to do. They don't follow what I say. They're not following my direction here.
You're telling me that there's an English, there's a translation problem with the burrowing gophers in Jim Santel's backyard.
Apparently so.
We got somebody on the line that I haven't heard from in a while, so let's bring them on, see what they got. Hey, Len from Madison, how are you? Say hi to Jim and Jamie. What you got for us?
Hey, Len.
Hi, Jim and Jamie. I hope you're doing well.
Great.
Been out of town. I'm back. And I got to tell you, I got an Uncle Terry. Huge MAGA guy. I get in arguments with him all the time, and I'm having some trouble. I'm going to be out protesting, and I wanted your advice on protesting because he's throwing this stuff in my face for the last few months about how the border's secure and prices are coming down, and inflation is the lowest it's been in 4 years since like January 2021, and the military recruitment up, and all these things. I got no response to him, so I just feel like I've got no choice but to go out and protest. But I've done this before, and I want to know what you would do in my situation. Protests always start out reasonable, but by the end of the night, things get a little crazy. Maybe there's some hijinks going on after dark and, you know, what people would quote-unquote call crimes. If you see something like that, what do you do? Do you report that?
That's a good question.
Do you snitch on people? Do you just try to not stay late? Do you turn the other cheek or just ignore? What do you recommend when things turn bad at the end of the night of a protest and take a nasty turn? Because the one thing Fetterman's got going for him is we do lose the high ground when arson and rioting and looting and things like that happen.
Right. Yeah.
When we talk about that. So what does Maggie do? What does Jim recommend for that?
That's a great question, Len. Thanks so much, Len, calling us. Let's see, from the 608, he's in Madison. Thanks so much, Len, and please be safe out there this weekend. So I have a number of thoughts. First of all, go home before it gets dark.
Yes.
Protesting is most effective in the daylight. It is not effective after dark, in my opinion. Or
can't
as
see the signs
effective.
Well, among other things, right?
Correct.
Right?
It is protests in their most, I think, meaningful and potentially impactful form are based on numerosity, like the number of people out there, right? Not the intensity of any one single individual's beliefs. And so protests, again, if we're trying to genuinely be impactful, again, is best done in the daylight when you can see the numerosity of the people. That's the point. So go home before it gets dark. Secondly, you see someone doing something illegal. My personal advice is please take care of your personal safety. Exit the area, move away from that person. If you are more of the Maggie Dawn ilk, you might perhaps in joining with other numbers of people, chastise that person directly. Stop doing that. Try to convince them that this is not the way to proceed. Protest, to be impactful, must be peaceful. It simply won't work. We will not get the result that we seek if we engage in illegality or if we tolerate it amongst our protester ranks. That's my two cents. Jim,
absolutely.
Your thoughts?
We have talked a lot on this broadcast this afternoon also about the images of America, right? And the things that are misrepresented and represented. A lot of it, regrettably, is misrepresented. It does indeed undermine the overall message. When there is violence, when there's criminal activity, I could not endorse what Maggie has said more. It is about personal safety. And to the extent, yes, that there is law enforcement in the area, you're not snitching. You're not snitching by saying, you know what? I am concerned about the safety of my fellow women and men and children who are there. I want to make certain that this, whatever is happening, whatever you're seeing, is, to the extent we can, prevented or stopped early on so there is not violence and that people are safe and secure. Nothing wrong with approaching, if you can, a police officer and saying, I just saw something. I'm concerned about it escalating, perhaps. I'm not quite certain what I saw. And then, yes, indeed, to the extent that there can be a community response, as Maggie just said, that has an impact, right? And it also sends a wonderful message. It's not just about superficial messaging, but a wonderful message to those who are taking account of this. This is the quality of the people who are advocating for these issues. They do not want violence. And when this began to percolate up, what did they do on the 6 o'clock news, on the 10 o'clock news? They intervened to make certain that what Donald Trump calls a rebellion is not in fact that, not even close. And these are peaceable people who want a better America. The messaging, even of ensuring that, is all important.
Don't be suckerized, right? Like, right. Again, don't give Donald Trump what he wants, which is a distraction from the big brutal bill and the robbery of working people in the middle class to benefit the ultra wealthy. It's the reverse Robin Hood bill. It's the murder bill. Mm-hmm. Like, let's keep our eyes on that. That is ultimately what No Kings is about. We want to see system-wide reform. We want to see immigration reform. Guess how we're going to do that? By getting people activated about the robbery, about the suckerization of America, and getting people to see the con. That's how we're going to have actual immigration reform, which, again, has been proposed by Democrats no less than, I think, the last review I did of this. And I'm, of course, can't find the piece of paper where I went through all the different legislation proposed by Dems, has been proposed somewhere north of like 8 or 9 times since Clinton. And Republicans, the MAGAs, were always the one that voted it down because it wasn't quite racist enough. That is what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm getting my... getting my lather up here.
Hair's on fire again. Hair's on fire.
All right, Jamie.
It is patted down. Are you good now?
It is. Mm-hmm. I've patted down. All right. It's just smoking now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, it's interesting that we're talking about this because Trump over on, you know, Truth Social or whatever we're calling it these days actually said just this afternoon in a post that the appeals court ruled last night that I can use the National Guard to keep our cities, in this case, Los Angeles, safe. If I didn't send the military into Los Angeles, that city would be burning to the ground right now. We saved LA. Thank you for the decision.
And that's also not what the Ninth Circuit
exactly.
Okay, that was my next question. I was going to ask the two attorneys, as far as in my mind, as you know, a layperson, I read it. That's not exactly what I read. So explain that to us here today. You guys.
Jim, you want to take this one first?
Absolutely. This is relatively simple. It happens all the time. You've got a lower court and a higher court, in this case, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, takes a look at this and says, you know what, we're going to keep the status quo, which in place, and we're going to permit, again, this to go ahead while we're determining whether or not the lower court decision is right, whether or not we do have a rebellion. This is nowhere resolved. The president is misleading you once again.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Donald Trump's pants are on fire. My hair is on fire. But you know who's always calm, cool, and collected? My senior producer, Jamie Martinson, and my great guest host, Jim Santel. My big thanks to both of you for an informal, different round of Ask Maggie and Jim this Friday afternoon. When we come back, we're going to talk about some good things, and I'll have a few thoughts on Father's Day. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Don. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.